tell the tale of my early life and adventures, framed within the intriguing story of a brush with mortality and laziness. Chapter 1, October 2015. So here I am, 56 years old. My life is trundling along like a podgy golden retriever being dragged along the pavement by its indifferent owner. Golden Reliever is my preferred name for that particular hound. But there you go. I wake up in my bed to the distant sound of a building site and the click, click drip of the central heating system. I sleep on a thick memory foam mattress, so there is always a certain stickiness to my risings. The undersheet clings to my back as I sit up, then floats back to its base as if giving out a sigh of relief. My knees click along with the radiators as I make my way to the bathroom. I look in the mirror and see before me a face like a puddle of spaghetti hoops, bloated, creased and tired. I am always tired. No amount of sleep can shift the massive ball of pure weariness that has lodged itself to the rear of my eyes. I get very breathless at any exertion. I put it down to my age and years of smoking. I've tried to quit smoking on numerous occasions, but never managed more than about 5 hours without a cigarette. Maybe next year, I think. Yeah, maybe next year. I'm about to embark on a month-long tour of the UK with my comedy partner, Jim Moyer, whom you may know as Mr. Vic Reeves. It's an anniversary tour marking 30 years since we first stepped on stage together. There will, of course, be energetic, sometimes aquatic singing, athletic and handsome dancing, and tight, tight little bundles of concentrated slapstick. I need to get myself into some sort of recognisable shape, and the tour starts in just 3 weeks. I decide to do some staircase exercise nonsense, you know, up and down at a discernible pace, stepping on and off the bottom step at various approximate speeds, that kind of thing. But before that, I whimbrel into the kitchen and cook myself a foolish English breakfast. Beans near, not on the toast, fried egg, 3 rashers of back bacon, fried mushrooms and tomatoes. I wash it all down with a mug of tea containing 5 sugars and then suck hard on a wonderful post-baked bean cigarette. That is better. Then to the stairs. I hate exercise and curse the inventor of exercise and all his disciples. I turn my back towards the shops that sell exercise equipment and I send moonlight shivers to each and every jogger that has forced me to walk through their sweaty pavement haze. Exercise is my nemesis. I would rather clean a 747 jumbo jet using a mouse's eye patch than exercise. Still, I run up the 2 flights, back down again. I repeat times 10. I get clammy and my mind turns towards the dreary. I can't do it. It's just too unpleasant a way to spend even 2 minutes of your life. Out of breath, I slump onto my sofa with another cup of tea and another 5 sugars and draw heavily on my 2nd cigarette of the day. And that's when I feel it. A sharp but not really significant pain just behind the lower sweep of my left ribcage. It's gone almost as soon as it came. No big deal. I finish my ciggy, get up from the sofa, and there it is again. My immediate thought is that it's what my mum would have called a cold on your chest. Have a mug of Bovril, sit with your coat on and sweat it out, she would say with a fag in her mouth. But with my tour coming up, I think it's best to phone the doctor and get an appointment. I book in to see him later that day. My doctor is a lovely, caring man called Bob Bowes. I always enjoy going to see him, not least because in the corner of his consultation room, he has the lowest sink I have ever seen. I reckon it stands about 2.5 feet off the ground. I've asked him if it's specifically for children, and he says not. I've asked him if the person who fitted it was particularly small and fixed it to according to his requirements, but he says not. I've asked him if its height gives it a specific medical use or advantage. No, he says. I've asked him if it's made of lead sinking into